My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers.
In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, apparently somebody thinks Davin should be hitting the gym. Listen and enjoy.
She goes, in our culture, it's bad for you to dress and show parts of the body, so they tend to complain a lot, especially the elder, General.
I'll put those long legs in front of the firing squad. I can't say what I'm going to be firing at you, though.
I'll be the first bullet.
I'll shoot my howitzer at you. And then there'll be a nap, and I'll shoot another bullet.
At your legs, of course.
Of course. I get up after 12. I'm a general.
All in, privates.
All in, my privates.
She goes, I don't usually dress that way, though. I go, so what is a short skirt in Ghana? Where on the leg? You don't dress that way so people don't give you crap. ? I should have read it differently. Short skirt is before your knee. Well, I listen to advice a lot. She goes, short skirt is before your knee. Well, I listen to advice a lot, and I don't even have that many short skirts. I go, our shirts go much shorter, LOL. But even here, we have very religious communities where the women can only wear skirts below the knees and never pants. I go, we are different in that way. You listen, and I am more like, screw it, I'm going to do what I want. She goes, you should sometimes listen to advice. It really helps. Really, dear Abby?
I know. She's telling you.
I go, I listen if I ask for it. I don't listen on people telling me how to live my life. Do you have advice for me? She goes, well, only if you want to take my advice. This ought to be good. What is your advice?
I'm scared.
This is me telling you what I think and not what you want to hear.
Oh, boy.
Where's the money?
Yeah, stop talking about money shots, you perverts.
Right, enough of this. A year and a half of this. All right, now here's the deal.
I think you should exercise more because it makes you look good and also makes you healthy.
Well, what? Why is it something that you don't want to hear?
By the way, Joe's laughing his balls off. When that came across the screen the first time, I'm like, Joe's going to love this. That was my thought. I'm like, really? Where's the romance? Aren't you supposed to woo me?
I know.
Oh, God.
She's basically saying, could you just, like, go work out a little?
Turn it
something?
Up a little. If I'm going to run away with you.
Wow.
This is before Nutrisystem.
This is February, so I'd already started losing a little bit of weight, but she'd seen pictures of January when I hadn't really lost any weight yet.
Yeah, wow. Slap.
I knew Joe would love that.
Lights
higher. I knew Joe would love that.
Shave that goatee off and lose a couple of pounds, stupid. You know what? Keep the fucking money.
Tom says, Ghanaian foreplay, the check's in the mail.
Yeah.
I go, well, that is true. I am trying. I just don't have the time I like. When I was in the Bahamas, I did a lot of walking. Do you think I'm out of shape? She goes, to tell you the truth, I think you are.
Oh!
Come to Ghana, you're going to be doing a lot of running.
Wow.
Jesus.
Wow.
Look at you. You're bummed.
I know.
Yeah, because I'm supposed to be wooed. This is supposed to be better. This is the whole romance scam.
Instead of getting wooed, you're getting pooed.
Which adds to the fact that maybe this is real.
Yeah, wow.
Because she is not going by the playbook. I am supposed to be
or
wonderful.
Health conscious.
Yeah.
Why does she want me around if she's just going to kill me?
Oh. It's just like, yeah, because you're making a lighter corpse to drag away and bury someplace.
Good point.
Spend less money on groceries and more money on sending it over to them.
Another good point. All right. And think of that, you
Ouch.
Assholes. She goes, to tell you the truth, I think
sorry.
You are. I knew Joe would enjoy this. You got to remember, I've been sitting on this for a while.
Oh,
I forgot about God. This.
I know.
Oh, well, you're right.
That's pretty damn brutal.
That's funny.
You know what? You're in a real relationship.
That's what I'm saying.
I know.
My wife doesn't say shit like that to me.
No, she loves me. And she doesn't want me around so long.
Yeah.
I go, ouch, and when have you seen pictures of me? She goes, I saw the one with your wife and kid Facebook posted the other time. Remember that one?
Oh, right.
I go, from 6 years ago? I am indignant, by the way.
I know.
I am not upset. She goes, yes. I go, when I'm healthy, I am muscular. I'm never skinny. She goes, that's good. I go, have also seen your fat pictures on Facebook.
What? What? She said that? Oh, wow.
You want a hug?
Yeah.
Dude.
I think you need a hug.
Yeah, when we get one of the little dolls he can hold. Well, he's arrested. It's a little rough on him.
Is there a stuffed animal he can hold for the rest of this chat?
There's a little stuffed bunny rabbit.
This is not going well. You guys are having way too much fun.
We're not having fun. We're trying to find a little bunny rabbit to hold. Get you through this.
We're trying to comfort you.
You're doing a lousy job.
That's brutal, dude. I also saw your fat pictures online. Ow!
I go, well, I guess when you're trying to pay everybody's bills and all go into the gym loses its priority. Guess you've been wanting to say something like this for a while. Guess you're not attracted to me.
I think this is a guy. I don't think a girl would say that.
Are you insane? No guy would say that.
Unless he was just trying to take it down a peg.
Yeah.
No, no guy goes, hey, dude, you can lose a little. No guy says that.
Yes, they do. That is something that some guy would say to somebody else if they were like, you know, like somebody, like muscle guy.
But I wasn't up on a high horse.
No, you weren't. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, it sounds like a girl, but I mean, a guy would say that if he was like a muscle guy and he was trying to take another guy down a peg.
She goes, I am attracted to you, to you, not what you look like.
Wow. Oh, God.
But being healthy makes you look better. It also reduces chances of disease.
Now you're diseased.
Disease? Well, yeah, heart disease.
Well, you're mosquito bait, man. You could have West Nile. Get away from me.
Every mosquito in town's licking their chops at you.
I know.
She goes, exercising for at least 30 minutes won't kill you. Also, I'm talking to Dr. Oz.
Tucker Tom says, and Davin wanted me to hit up a barbecue with him last week. I could have had fun with that info.
Oh, God almighty. You can lose it. Really? Really?
Yeah.
I am healthy. Haven't been sick in years. Yeah, well, if you're not attracted to what I look like, that is not a good thing for a relationship. I go, I exercise for an hour a day. She goes, every day?
Oh! She's my old gym teacher. Wow.
I go, when the weather is good.
I go, look, just take the money and get off my back.
Really? Here's a check. Shut up about
God
my
almighty.
Weight.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.